You are about to tune into the Chaos to the Core show with your sickest, nuttiest, crazy host from New York City, DJ Rothschild and DJ Demonfire, including Queen of the Dam with her funny side of things. Airing every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on www.hardrockradiolive.com.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
That's the way you saw it.
I'm going to spill it all over your domesticated rug.
Welcome to the Chaos to the Core show. This is our, what is this, a season premiere that we got going on here today?
You're damn
is
right.
Is that what you slated it as?
Yes.
Season premiere. The season fucking premiere of the Chaos to the Core show. I'm Demon Fire. That's Ratchild over there giving the yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got Queen of the Damned here today.
No.
And we got also a special guest.
Yes, we do.
Very, in the studio
very,
today.
I'm very special.
Yeah, you are. You're very special. You look special today,
yeah.
The way you dress.
I got the gold at the Special Olympics.
We got Steve Grillo, formerly of the Howard Stern Show. Formerly an intern of the Howard Stern Show, with us today.
Legally, that's part of my name.
Formally?
Formally.
You've had that fucking written
Steve
in by
Grillo.
Law?
No, after Grillo, it's formally.
Steve formally Grillo?
From the Howard Stern Show, yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Speaking to the microphone.
All right, so he's here with us today, and we're gonna bullshit about a whole bunch of bullshit, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not like we laid out any kind of a plan for the fucking show. We just kind of grabbed the mics and
we
just
script.
Go. Yeah, we got.
We smoke some good herb, and then we're just gonna let it fly.
That's right. Isn't that the way you should do a show now? Really?
I think so. It should be actually legalized.
Legalize the weed.
Well, legalize the weed.
Well, how'd you
it
like
should
those
be like
lollipops?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't open it up.
Queen of the Damned over here, she got some really interesting lollipops. They have special flavors, like chronic and like purple haze and shit like that. They taste like herb should taste. It's an herb
like
lollipop. I don't think you actually get like a official buzz from it. I think they're legal, but
I think you do. It's either that or it's really
psychosomatic.
No, they
take
sure.
They take out the THC from it, so
they
that's
do.
The fun.
Yeah, they do.
They should leave the THC.
They do put the oil though, hemp oil. That's why you get that flavor.
So what she's got is she's got these little lollipops. She's passing them around the studio today, so it should be really interesting.
Studio,
fucking,
it's some guy's fucking apartment.
That's right. It's a studio.
it's a studio apartment.
Yeah, it's a studio apartment. There you
it's
go.
A studio apartment. We're hanging out in. TJ Ratchard, you in here with us? Come on, jump on in anytime.
No, I was looking Let's at the go. Lollipops, man. I'm just
Are you going to have one now?
Yeah, I'm looking like, Break which one? Green, yellow, or red?
I tried the green. The taste lingers, I can tell you that. Can you plug that website?
Plug any website you want.
No, for the lollipops.
It's chroniccandy.com.
Chroniccandy.com. It took you a whole fucking lot of time to get it, though.
Yeah.
It did. It took a month before I got here.
Yeah,
no. But we're happy that they're here. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, when it shows up. So it's just pretty much just as reliable as any fucking street dealer out there. You know, they'll tell you 10 minutes and then fucking an hour later it'll show up.
They give cancer patients morphine lollipops. And I've always just been intrigued to try one. I knew somebody when I was working as an electrician, which I fucking hated. There was a guy that on the job that had cancer, but the guy came to work every day. He was resilient. Was never out. He'd go for chemo after work, show up, and The hospital gave him morphine lollipops.
Did it make him all fucking loopy and shit?
No, it was just to ease like the pain. But somebody stole one of his morphine lollipops out of his pocket. Imagine that. Jesus this Christ. Guy's like 60 years old. He still makes it to work after doing chemo and radiation. And the only vice he has is morphine lollipops to ease his pain. And some scumbag from Local 3 stole the only thing that this fucking poor cancer-ridden guy had to look forward to.
Jesus Christ. He probably didn't even know it was a morphine lollipop. It's probably, kid, here. Giving it to his 2-year-old kid. Yeah, suck on this. Yeah, here you go.
Yeah. You'll feel no pain.
Daddy, I feel funny.
Yeah, good. Come here. I can drop to show you.
Daddy, I feel high. I want to suck a dick for heroin.
I'll
right
suck
now.
Your dick for a lollipop.
Daddy, I'll suck your dick.
So those words that should never be fucking said in the same sentence. Daddy, can I suck your dick?
Daddy, this lollipop makes me feel funny. I'll suck your dick for another one.
Oh, your daddy, your dick tastes like shit. Your brother was here before you.
Jesus.
That's bad.
Oh my God. All right, so Steve's here with us today at the show. Steve's going to be plugging his little podcast that he's got going on. You got a new podcast, pal?
Podomatic.com. You can check out my concept, hopefully, that I'll be doing here on hardrockradiolive.com.
I got it right this time.
I've been struggling with that all afternoon.
He's calling up people. Yeah, you got to tune in. What's the website again?
Hardcock up my ass.com.
Thank God, I got it right.
I come through when I have to. Okay, it's important. People should fucking know. The podcast is on Podomatic.com, Steve Grillo Show. I'm hoping to do like a little movie review thing and just like have a fucking tired of the fucking assholes that are just reviewing movies that they suck.
So if you want to go check it out, it's Podomatic.com/Steve Grillo.
And I actually got an interview with Jodie Foster on there.
Yeah, about the new movie that just came out, The Brave One.
The one that we worked on.
You were the first to interview her on that.
Yeah, I
about
was.
About that movie.
About that movie. I'm the first to actually talk to her about that movie.
So you can go and check out fucking Jodie Foster's first ever interview about that movie.
Yeah.
Run by Steve Grillo.
I got Little Marty from Pirates of the Caribbean on there.
Yeah, you did.
Little Marty, you got to don't say the N word because it's just like the N word.
You can't call him a midget, can you?
No, you can't.
You can't call Marty a midget.
It's hard not to, but you can't. You got to respect the guy.
You interviewed Marty the midget from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. My buddy. He's the only little guy in the movie, so you can't miss him.
What else did you have on there? You took Radio Man.
Radio Man. This is great. This guy's Radio Man. He's like a New York icon, and he's sort of like he stinks. He looks homeless. He's basically a freak that follows around movie sets and celebrities and stuff. And he reeks. He rides a bike everywhere. He sweats. He wears like 18 layers of clothes, and he always has a radio around his neck. Hence his name. So I brought him. One of my concepts of my radio show is going to be: I'm going to take someone totally out of the genre of a movie, and like totally would never go see that movie to go see a movie that they would never see, and then have them review the movie because I think they'd be the perfect honest review of a movie.
So you took Radio Man, the bum,
to go see a kid's movie in 3D. So we're sitting there, and he smelled so bad that day. Like literally, when I first walked up to say hello to him, I almost vomited, and I swear to God, I'm not kidding. I gagged. I did that. I was like, and I didn't want to. I almost did it in his face, and I didn't want to because I liked the guy. It would have been embarrassing.
He's one of those fucking guys, and I see him all the time when he walks around the set. He's one of those guys that if he's got like a fucking clog up his nose, he thinks nothing of it. Is this 100 people around? Yeah. He thinks nothing of it, just fucking blowing a fucking snot right out of his nose in the middle of the street, like all over his hand, and like wiping on his fucking jeans, and just disgusting, dude.
But
you gotta love him. I mean, he's one of a fucking kind. He's actually pretty cool.
He's definitely a personality that, you know, a New York icon. So I bring him to this kids' movie, and we sat all the way in the back, and like in 5 minutes the whole movie theater moved to one side of the theater, and it's just me and him and like 30 people on the other side. Like these parents were holding their kids tight, looking at us like why did you bring this man into the theater? It was hysterical, and to have him go in and have the 3D glasses on, and he's got a homeless guy with a radio around his neck.
Thought he was a fucking child molester.
Oh yeah, there's something weird about him. He's missing a couple of fingers too. You ever noticed that? He's missing a couple of fingers. I think probably what had that cut off in Saigon or something like that.
Jesus Christ, I didn't notice that about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now you're gonna look.
Now I'm gonna look for the fucking missing fingers.
You know what? So many people have missing fingers and they hide it really well. I had a boss when I was a kid.
Really?
He was missing like almost all his fingers.
Great. Now when I'm at fucking work tomorrow, I'm gonna be looking at everybody's hand, looking to see who's fucking missing fingers.
I worked with him for a fucking like 2 years, and they were like, "You never noticed Tony's fingers?" I was like, "No." He's like, "You missed almost all his fingers." I was like, "Wait, hold on." And he hit it. He like curled up the nubs, and he never like opened them up. And when he shook your hand, he always jammed it in there and shook it real quick. And but meanwhile, he was like, he had like old nubs on his fucking hand.
I'm
telling you, it was the sickest thing. And he was a florist too.
He could have had like leprosy or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, no.
Imagine something like that. Like somebody goes to shake your hand and one of their fingers comes off in yours.
Yeah, imagine.
But now I'm gonna be looking at everybody's fingers to see if they got a fucking full set of fucking fingers.
People are missing digits. Daryl Hannah's missing a digit.
Is she really? I didn't notice.
Yeah, she wears a falsie.
She wears a falsie.
What's a fucking falsie?
I know. What is it? Just like a little cap that you're sticking in?
Like the little like fingertips with the nails when you were a kid that you used to have?
No way.
Like that. Yeah.
You've seen it?
No, but if you see movies, she has a full set of fingers.
On one hand.
But you know, she's missing a digit.
On one hand. Now I gotta look at this.
I don't know. Go rent Kill Bill, man. I don't know what hand it is, but it's an industry fact. Daryl Hannah's got a fucking a retarded hand.
I didn't know that.
A retarded.
I didn't
know. A retarded hand. My God.
Retarded.
Well, I guess we're gonna play some music today eventually.
Is she a mongoloid too?
Oh, you gotta play that song.
The Mongoloid song?
There's a Mongoloid song. It's just so wrong.
Because you're a friend of the crippled people.
I am a friend of the guy because I'm crippled myself.
Listen to this. We go to.
Wait. He's crippled.
Listen to this. I got a story to tell.
Stands up, walks in here, opens up a beer. Well, how's he crippled?
He's crippled.
Oh. All right. I'm definitely going straight to hell. There's no
he's crippled that, fucking that. Mentally, is what he is.
No,
is
he's
let
fine.
Me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
He's fine.
We go to Great Adventure. Right? Okay. Me and him. Okay. Back in fucking 96, when we were both working on the Howard Stern movie, Private Parts.
Yeah.
We go to Great Adventure. We figure we have a day out. We'll fucking enjoy a little sun and whatever the fuck. So we go out there and we're waiting online for the roller coaster. You know how the lines are. They're like fucking 4 hours long. Okay. So we're waiting online, and it's fucking hot. It was sweat, and it's disgusting out. We finally get up to the big.
Three hours later. We're at the Batman.
Fucking where the next ones to go on. Uh-huh. We see the fucking car take off. We're like, all right, we're on next.
First car.
Sure enough, before the fucking things comes back, on the other side of the platform, here comes a fucking wheelchair person.
A wheelchair? Okay.
Person in a wheelchair.
They let him skip the line.
They let him skip the line. They put him on the fucking ride.
Fat, lazy bitch, you know?
Exactly.
So now we got to fucking wait one more ride while this crippled person jumps in and is in the fucking car we're going to be in. Okay. Now the ride takes off again. The ride comes back. They fucking hop this fucking person out back into the wheelchair.
We're
off,
all
down
cursing
the ramp,
the crippled lady, though.
We're all like a motherfucker. The whole time that ride was gone, we were cursing. So then we go to the point where, you know, where you get the pictures down at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
Right, where you can see yourself up there.
You see
so we're standing there. We're looking at all the pictures. We got the thing behind us. And fucking Steve next to me, he goes, look, there's that fucking cripple that was on the ride before us. And I turn around, and she's right next to him, right behind us. And she's just looking at him. And I was like, Steve, look. No, look.
It's that cripple bitch that cut us.
That cripple bitch, there she is. I'm like, Steve, shut up, Steve. And she's just looking up, and I felt so bad.
I think we should go now.
Like, forget the picture. We don't want it.
Don't pass on the picture. We should have bought a picture. Picture the crippled bitch. I'll take a picture of that crippled bitch right there.
Throw darts at it all day long. Oh,
that's right. Funny. I called you crippled.
Take a shit in your hand and throw shit at it all day long.
Like a monkey style.
The monkey style. I'm going to go monkey style on that bitch.
I wonder what she's doing right now. Probably crippled somewhere.
I don't know. That's fucked up. You are bad. She's probably sitting somewhere crippled right now. You're fucked up, dude.
Yeah, well, that you know true. You got to put the Mongoloid. Well,
what are you talking about?
What
you're
worse than
hold
him.
Hold on a second. You're the sickest motherfucker right now.
I know. What are you doing? I'm sitting here. He's worse than you.
If anybody ever got a hold of your iPod, I think you should go to jail.
For the shit that I got on
there. Oh, dude. I can't. I don't even want to. No, oh, we'll be on the 7 o'clock news.
Nah, there's something wrong with you. I'm normal, and there's something wrong with you.
Oh, my God. Right? There's so many wrong things in the world.
Well, should we play some music?
Oh, fuck music. Who
oh, my God.
Yeah, but this is a special song.
This is a special song.
This is a special song.
For Miss Queen of the Damned.
Right. Yeah, which reminds me.
Okay.
Your new promo there you got.
Oh.
Which one? Or the one that says, and that, what?
And Miss Queen of the Damned and with her special funny take on things or something like that.
Okay. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. You're the one that made the commercial, so.
I didn't make the.
Well, I think it's probably because you jump in all the time when we talk about something. You special always jump in, and you have this totally fucking altered view of what we're talking about. It's like we'll be talking about a subject, you'll have this completely altered view of that subject.
That's the dreamer in me. That's the Pisces.
I guess.
You're good at thinking around corners. You're one of the people think around corners.
What does it say? What does it actually say? I forget now.
What?
How's the promo actually go?
I don't know. I forget.
And her funny that British way guy?
I have a fucking
things.
Memory like a goldfish. 3 seconds later, I don't remember shit.
Take on things.
I don't think it's take on things. It's a funny way.
Fucking
her funny view of things.
That's right. Something like that.
That's it.
I don't know. But either way, like I said, you got a way of thinking around corners. Me and him are thinking about thing straightforward. I think it's a guy thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a chick thing.
It's a chick thing.
You know? So
you got a more abstract view of shit. Let's just put it that way. You really do.
Yes, I
especially
do.
When you're loaded up on the weed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Couple definitely
which reminds me, let's get back to music so I can do some more of that.
Nice. All right. We'll do that. We'll come back, and we got a little bit more with Steve here.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
And
how long does this show go for?
This goes for 2 hours, and we can fill every fucking 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't think we need music. Maybe just for pee break.
Just to take a piss or a token of bomb.
This song is... kind of, you heard it already, so you know.
I've heard it. I know what's coming. She has no idea.
No, I don't.
We actually had a band make a song for. No, wait.
Yeah, right. that would have been cool.
We found a song from a band that goes back to the 80s, early 80s metal band, Thor. Band Thor. Do you remember them?
Anybody? Yes, I do.
I remember Thor. Okay. I remember.
Well, we
Big Hammer, all that bullshit.
We had them interviewed last week.
That's what they call me sometimes, Thor. It's like a big
Thor?
Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a big fucking hammer.
We found a song that
they
fits
call me Mighty Mouse.
Your DJ name.
Oh.
It's cool. Called Queen of the Damned.
Oh, really?
This song is actually a metal song and is your DJ name. I don't know if you've ever heard it before.
It's your theme song now.
But you're going to hear it for the first time now because it's a great tune, isn't it? I think
it's awesome.
I think
you should play it. I think she's going to get a big fucking kick out of it.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I probably will.
We'll be back in a little while.
We'll be right back. I'm going to play a couple of songs. I'm going to play Thor, Gojira, like Godzilla.
Yeah,
and we'll be right back.
Is that how you pronounce it? Gojira or Gojira?
Gojira. Stick it up your ass. I don't care. We're going to play the fucking song, right?
What's your Greek name again? Prosthesis?
Prosthesis.
Here's a little Thor, Queen of the Damned, just for you.
Oh, Centurion, twisted transistor. Hold me between your legs. Turn it up, turn it up. The wind is coming through. Can't get enough. A lonely life where no one understands you. But don't give up, because the music do. The music do, and it is raging inside you, forever preaching. But you do, your screams a whisper, hang on you, twisted transistor. Hey you, finally you get it. The world ain't fair, I hate you if you let it.
Get it right. Got to roll them bones. Do everything they say. are about to tune into the Chaos to the Core show with your sickest, nuttiest, crazy host from New York City, DJ Rothschild and DJ Demonfire, including Queen of the Dan with her funny side of things, airing every Sunday 4 p.m. Eastern Time on www.hardrockradiolive.com.
With a funny side of things. That's funny, what it was. Funny, her side. Funny side of things.
Queen of the Damned is now Queen of the Stone Age.
Queen of the Stone. Queen of the Stonies. All right, so we're back. I hope you enjoyed that little musical break.
Yeah.
A little bit of fucking overkill. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. That was a pretty cool version of that shit.
I want to apologize to all the crippled people.
You want see, Steve was feeling all bad during the
I was.
During
I
all
felt
that
very
music.
Bad.
He was feeling real bad. He's like, oh, man.
My uncle's in a wheelchair, man.
Your uncle is in a wheelchair?
Yeah. He's not.
Did you put him there?
No. he got out of line.
I don't know.
Got out of line and whacked him across the spine.
Pushed him
back.
In front of a fucking bus.
You're fucked up. So he wanted to apologize to all the crippled people. Yeah, hang on.
Whoa,
You can give your apology. Hang on a second. Steve Grillo is now going to apologize to all the crippled people. Everywhere in the world.
Everywhere.
Right I'm now sorry. For his comments before.
Even the
I'm sorry
bitch.
That you're crippled.
I'm sorry that you're crippled. I'm sorry.
There's a thin line. You know, the lady that we were talking about.
There's
was
a thin
the
line
fat.
Between crippled and normal.
Yeah. Well, crippled is like when you can't move anything, you know? Like, if you can move, you're not crippled. So if you're in a wheelchair and you can move, you're either fat and lazy or you got no legs.
Oh, come on.
That's so bad. What kind of philosophy is that? Jesus Christ.
I think crippled is like you can't move, but that lady that day, she was just fat and lazy.
You notice how some people pull into the handicap spots and they come out walking perfectly fine?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're so handy-able, I don't understand why they have a handicap sticker.
Because they scammed it. And they're fat, lazy mother got them.
There is a lot of fucking scams in New York City with that whole bullshit. People that have got these little fucking handicap passes.
Well, the FDNY fucking tag that people put in their car so they don't get tickets to meter and shit. I have friends that get them. They fucking put it on a car. They don't get tickets. They can park anywhere.
No. There's such a problem parking in New York City. Yet, everybody's got some sort of a placard or some shit in their window that they can park wherever the fuck they want.
I live by the 13th Precinct in Manhattan, which is right also by the police academy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why don't you tell every cripple in the world where you live?
I said I live around there.
Good idea.
I live around there.
Oh, here's my...
Yeah, I'm going to have a fucking slew of wheelchairs.
Is your street wheelchair accessible? Yeah,
no, thank God.
Steve's going to be fucking putting boulders on the on the sidewalk out in front of his house.
Pop their
wheelchair.
Tax
to pop. You'll see handicapped people fucking...
crawling at bloody tax.
Laying on their sides.
Kill Grillo!
Backed in the street in front of his house.
Kill Grillo! Oh, why did you say
with the K written backwards.
Oh, yeah. They're not crippled, they're handicapable.
That's right.
Handy-able.
So anyway, I was going to say about the fucking cops park in all the spots in the neighborhood. And they don't pay for the meter or anything like that. They don't get tickets. It's not cool. Not at all.
Nope.
Fucking bastards.
I agree with you.
What are you going to say now?
I don't know. Me and Steve go way back. We go back.
How back?
We go back like 11 years now.
Well, 90s. Yeah, about that, yeah.
So why don't you tell me how you met?
We met on the set of Private Parts.
Uh-oh.
Me and Joey, like, you know, I was, there was the first time I was on a movie set. Joey had obviously done it. He came in from L.A. to do it. And I you know, I didn't know anybody. I kind of, like, kept to myself, just stood back and, like, looked at everybody around. And then, you know, like, on the head, everybody wears headsets and everybody's communicating because everybody's mm-hmm. in different locations, I guess, when they're filming. And every once in a while, like, right before they yelled action, I hear...
No.
Like, and on the radio. But, you know, so many people have radios. Like, you know, there's 200 people that have radios. You don't know who the fuck is doing it, you know? And it was like... And I thought it was kind of funny. And it was like, people be like, whoever's goofing on the radio, cut it out now! You know? And then, like, sure enough, a day go by, and then all of a sudden... Ready, and... And I was like,
it was
funny. So then one day, like, I just happened to be, like... you know, we were all spread out, and I happened to go to the bathroom, and I came out, and Joey was standing all the way down the block by himself. And I was looking at him, and all of a sudden, I seen him take his headset off and put the microphone right up to his ass, and I hear, ready, and...
No.
And I was like, it's him, that sick bastard. I like it.
No way.
And I was like, that guy's cool.
There's a lot of tension on a fucking movie set, and you need something that fucking... What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Fucking
hello?
Phone.
Hello?
Hello? He's on the, hello? He was on his cell phone.
It was a crippled guy.
It's a crippled person. I'm coming after you. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, stop, man. Now I just make fun of it.
We had a lot of fun on that movie set, but you know... Yeah. Movie sets can be sometimes a little bit stressful, and every once in a while you need to fucking break it up with a little comedy. Make people's days go by a little bit better. That's right. The funny thing is, I had to talk in that thing all day too.
Yeah, I know. Like, you put right back. Joey's breath smell like shit?
Why does Joey's microphone sound like it's been smell like it's been in someone's asshole?
How come Joey got a brown microphone and I don't?
Did you really do that? You really like stuck it right by your ass?
Oh, he said. I
can't see you doing that.
Oh,
I can't see you like.
Hold on a second. I think the first time I saw him do it, like he got like 3 inches deep.
Oh no!
It was from deep in the upper intestine.
Yeah, cows are coming after
colon.
Is that why you hold that? So close to your mouth.
That's why I hold it so close. I like holding the mic close to my mouth.
Yeah. Oh my god!
But yeah, we met a long time. Steve's only job because he was thrown onto the movie basically.
Yeah.
Because you know we have production assistants, and of course Steve had to get himself put on.
I was a must
Howard Stern movie because he was an intern there. And they just stuck him way in the back.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
right before we roll, you have to go on bells on a stage. On a stage, ring the bells.
Ring the bells to alert
everybody on the stage.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. We're about to do a take. Yep. And then you have to turn the light on that's outside the stage so people know not to walk in the doors when we're filming. So Steve was all the way in like the fucking far corner of nowhere with the fucking little box. And that was his job all day long to press the bell.
After
what,
remember
they got
remember
you
something.
Pushing the bell?
First of all, you understand something. I got up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work because I had to be there at fucking 5. So I worked on the radio show from 5 until 12 whenever Howard got off the air. And then we go directly to the movie set. And then we work another 10 straight hours. So on top of the fact that, I was doing all that, the one guy that was in charge, he's called the key PA, he was in charge of all the PAs and stuff, he was a douchebag. he was a fucking douchebag, and he didn't like me. He was upset that I was a must hire. Like, I got the job because Howard got me the job. But he had to spend his time, when he first started, working in an office for fucking a year before he can get on a set.
True.
So he had it in for me. And... so he was like pissed off. So he stuck me with every fucking shitty job he could possibly stick me with.
Some asshole exploding in a fucking bathroom on the third floor. Sent Steve to go clean.
We were outside of the location. You know, they're like you buy the set lockups, and then there's like down three blocks down. Don't have the old lady walk in front of the street lockups. And every fucking time I was like four blocks away.
It's a crowd control thing. You put a PA in a corner so this way the people walking down the street don't get right into the middle of the fucking frame of the shot and stand there like idiots looking at the camera.
This fucking asshole, instead of being like, I could have been like a block away, he'd send me 2 blocks away. So I was about to fucking quit. Either I was going to punch him in the face or I was going to fucking quit. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about what the hell was going on around me. And like a friend said to me, "What the hell do you do all day?" I said, "The fucking movie set sucks, man. I fucking sit around. I do nothing all day. It's fucking guys up my ass. I gotta sit there while the grips put up the lights and the fucking set dressers dress the set and the fucking camera guys this and they gotta move the fucking wall this and that." And I was like, "Holy shit! I didn't know all that before I fucking started working here." I'm like, you're learning, asshole. Learning. Shut up. I'm learning.
That's right. You were sitting in the back, but yet you were still learning what the hell was going
on.
So
I was like, "Holy shit! Pay attention." So I'd get like the sides, which is pretty much the script that they shoot for the day, and I'd start reading the sides and trying to analyze maybe how they would shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really started to get a feel for how fucking movies made and how like they piece together a scene and the directing and the fucking all the effort it takes. It was hard, boring work, but I learned a ton of shit. I learned that that's what I wanted to get involved in the movie business.
And let me tell you one thing that Steve learned. I'm going to tell you one
thing
that
Steve
learned.
This is where you met, though. That's where we
met back in 96 in the Howard Stern movie. Now,
don't date the cast.
Back in 2000, don't date the fucking cast. That's a lesson you should fucking...
Yeah, I did.
Well, don't do what?
Right. Don't date the cast. Yeah. I dated one of the girls in that movie.
Oh, what's her name?
I would never give her any
money. You don't even want to go there with him.
She was a filthy person I told
you
about before.
I'm going to tell you what Steve learned.
Okay.
Steve learned on the I Am Legend movie set. This is what Steve learned.
Don't work for Columbia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What he learned people. Was...
Okay.
All right, this is the deal. We were going down the FDR drive. Okay?
No, that was the brave one.
No. Listen to this. When we were going down the FDR drive, we were doing this fucking... This car shot.
Okay.
They and shut down the FDR.
The premise of the movie is nobody is alive in New York City. So you can't have people all along the FDR drive watching.
Exactly.
What we're doing.
Yeah,
you have to clear them all out. So Steve was in control of, where were you up on?
Oh, 14th my God.
Street?
I was right off of 23rd Street.
You were up that far?
Yeah.
23rd Street.
So what's he controlling?
So he's controlling that nobody's coming down the bike path.
Gotcha.
While we're driving up the FDR, pointing the camera at the bike path.
Okay.
So you can't see no people. So you're supposed to stop all the people at 23rd Street.
Uh-huh.
So. We have the whole entire FDR drive locked up with police, all this kind of shit, big fucking thing going on. And his responsibility is just make sure nobody goes down the bike.
Okay.
We're driving down the FDR. There's fucking bikers going by. There's joggers going by.
Okay.
There's people walking, standing there watching, taking pictures all along the fucking FDR drive. And we're coming up to 23rd Street. I'm like, what the fuck? Where are all these people coming from? And I look. And I see Steve asleep on a bench.
No way.
Just asleep on a bench. And people are just flying past him.
You know what?
Walking right by him.
When the first person tells you to go fuck yourself, I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm done.
Bullshit.
I
don't know. You were sleeping on the fucking
bench. No, hold on a second.
You practically had a fucking bird on your head. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Fucking asleep.
If I had a coffee
not
cup,
doing your job,
if I had a coffee cup, it would have been full of money, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Didn't Eric find you?
Yeah.
Sleeping?
Yeah, sleeping. Found me. I was snoozing.
Asleep on the bench.
So I fucking.
Were you out?
I was out cold. I couldn't take it anymore.
Man, that's so bad.
You know what? They were like, okay. Stop people now. Stop people now. These people are jogging. They got their kids in a stroller. They're fucking out for a nice Sunday. So I'm stopping them. And I got them after the second time, I said, fuck this. Okay, stop the people. 20 minutes goes by. And the people are like, fuck you. I got to go. There's a guy jogging in place for 10 minutes. You know, it's like, yo. I was like, go. And then the 20 minutes later, the car goes.
So Steve's solution to the problem is to go over to the bench and go to sleep.
Yeah. I was like, I'm done with this. They're paying me $100 a day. Go fuck yourself. Joey, give me the keys to your car. I'm going to sleep.
That's what I paid this kid on the movie for, fucking sleep. He slept in my car down on
fuck
the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
You slept
all day.
In my car and fucking 57th Street where we're filming there.
Yeah.
You slept on the bench.
Several times on the bridge.
Whole show.
That's too funny.
Yeah, fuck! Yeah. I can't stand that shit. It's fucking.
It's brutal.
I go there for a paycheck, and that's it. I sign the papers, and I leave.
Nah, you're a good guy.
Give me responsibility, and I'll fucking work. Don't tell me I gotta sit there and tell fucking this hulking mass of a man that he can't jog past me. You know, get the fuck out of
said that hulking mass.
Hulking mass.
Put him as an extra, as a bum.
Yeah.
Sleeping on a bench.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That's a job that.
You've been to wardrobe? No.
No, I just dress like this normally.
Yeah. Well, what about the smell? There's something we can do for the smell.
I can find a skunk along the road when I go to PA.
Yeah, sure.
And bring
it
over to you?
Yeah. I'll rub it underneath my balls.
There you go. Yeah, skunky
that skunky,
balls.
Funky, smelly green shit.
Boys.
Well, thank God the summer's over. Thinking about fucking stinky, sweaty balls. Thank God the summer's over.
It's nice and cool. September has arrived officially, I think, this weekend.
You can catch a nice breeze between your legs.
You know what's coming up?
You don't have to worry about sweating your nuts off anymore.
It's bow season. Time to go hunting.
You going hunting?
Oh, I'm going hunting. I'm going to kill something this year. I'm going to stick something after. How you guys go with the bow? I go for deer.
You go for deer?
Yeah.
How many deers do you catch in the season?
Oh, I haven't caught one yet.
So, and you go every year?
Yeah, sure.
You know what?
I only go once or twice. You got to really put some time in, especially bow hunting. You got to really know what they're doing. And the deer's got to be practically like underneath you to shoot it. So
you can't half-ass it. You can't just
No, you can't half-ass it. I just go sticking anything with the fucking arrow. I actually, you know, like, I try to be a responsible hunter when I'm in the woods.
So what have you caught? You go for deer.
I go for turkey and deer are my favorite things.
And what have you caught?
I got maybe the biggest turkey I think I'll ever catch. If I go hunting for the rest of my lives, like, this is a trophy fucking bird. Like, you know, if anybody knows anything about hunting, like, it was like at least 35 pounds. Male turkeys have a beard that come out of the front of their chest. It was a 9.5-inch beard. He had a fucking inch and a half spurs on. Like, this was like the bull, the big fucking turkey that ran the fucking all the other turkeys. I shot him and I went over and he was still alive. So I stepped on his head and I grabbed his feet and I broke his neck.
Why would you? Oh, that was
It was fucking great.
Did you eat it?
Oh yeah, I hung him up by his neck. And I took a knife and I cut down the edge.
To know the rest
I cut
of down story.
I cut off his back feathers.
Yeah.
And his the tail, the fan.
Right.
And I stretched that out on a piece of wood and salted it for like a year. Now that's like a fucking
for a year.
Yeah. For a year. And so I have all the fucking beautiful back feathers.
I'm just going by a fucking turkey and
No. I'm just talking about the feathers. The feathers is part of the trophy.
Yeah. Okay,
so then I ripped off the front of his feathers.
Yeah.
And there were just like the two breasts right there. I cut the breasts out. Cut the legs off and threw out the carcass.
Can you tell that story a little slower? It's really starting to turn around.
He's got the Kerry lotion right next to the computer.
Yeah, he does. He's got.
That's kind of scary, dude. Explain that. Why do you have lotion next to your computer?
Why do you have lotion next to your computer? Why do you have Kerry silky smooth formula, fast absorbing, vitamin E enriched? Fucking lotion next
to me. Why is it dry tissue stuck to the floor?
Why is the front of your seat like
yeah.
It's got that white
cut that she stain on it.
Dude, that's another thing we gotta watch. Whenever you go over to somebody's house and you sit at their computer or you sit at one of their chairs and they use their fucking computer.
Oh, no.
Just look at the front.
Oh, I know.
Oh, really?
Front. Yes. Yes. There's a couple of people. A couple of friends of mine that have got some fucking little mysterious stains just around the crotch area.
I know.
Oh man, I wouldn't even touch that.
Somebody's got that too.
Yeah. Oh, see, I don't have a computer.
It grosses me out to think about it.
And it's hard to clean, and that's why I think they just leave it there.